This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I try to look at this opening story here, Super Don, that you sent me, in a positive light, but I'm not sure, right? There's two ways I could go here, right? It is open season on kids, pregnant women, grandmas, grandpas, and probably everybody in between. The open season, hunting season, syringes heading your way, containing unproven, untested, in reality, flu vaccinations. And there's sort of a good, I don't know if it's a silver lining. It'd be a silver lining if they were spraying silver hydrosol into them. But the silver lining here is that one-third of Americans apparently are not planning to get a flu shot at all. Not at all. One-third.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right?
Yes.
But the negative nanny in me, if that's a thing, would
negative
say, but
nanny.
But the two-thirds that are, what's wrong with you people? I mean, 67% or so? Yeah, I know. I know I'm nitpicking here, right? But I care too much. I don't want my fellow Americans to fall prey to the flu shot scam. I mean,
here's
unreasonable,
where I'm coming.
I know.
Yeah. Here's where I'm coming from on this, because I listen, flu shots, you can't get away from stories in the news right now. If you follow the health news in all of the major outlets and even the second and third tier, everybody's talking about the flu. Flu shots here, flu shots here. You know,
80,000 dead yesterday.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They're totally falling back on that. Everybody's telling you where you can get your free flu shots, you know, and then why are you doing flu shots, and let's debunk the myths about flu shots, yada, 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 yada. And so here's this story. One-third of Americans, it's more than a third here, according to what I'm looking at here with the numbers. They say 37%. Mm-hmm. Of respondents to this survey that was done by who?
Yeah, what is this group? It's Stericycle. Yes, Stericycle. Okay. Your new stationary bicycle that's sterilized before you get on it. Stericycle. What is that? Stericycle.
It's an exercise cycle with triclosan. There you go.
Oh, nasty.
The triclosycle.
No. Don't put triclosan down there. That's not good, folks.
So check it out. Yeah. Check it out. 37% of the respondents said they're not worried about catching the flu this winter. I look at that and I go, that's good. I have seen so many other surveys where they're using it as propaganda, to try and say, look, you know, here's 80% or, you know, and 90%, you know, people are getting their flu shot. This one here, I saw this look low. Mm-hmm. Compared to a lot of the stories that I've seen. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, so 20% of the respondents said they don't take preventative measures to protect themselves from the flu, such as hand washing.
Ooh,
vaccinations.
Remind me not to have them, you know, shake my hand, right? Wash your hands. Come on, it's pretty basic. You're right, receiving vaccinations, second thing. 20% do not do. Well, I'm with them on that, of course.
Yeah.
But they're not even wearing surgical masks in public.
So, check this out. 35% of Americans in this survey do not believe the flu vaccine is effective in protecting them against getting the flu.
Word's getting out. Word is getting out. Yeah.
39.
Now, I want to go back to number two on this list. You said 20% of survey respondents don't wash their hands, right? That's not smart. I mean, there's scientifically validated, peer-reviewed literature to prove that simply washing your hands is a good thing, okay? Although, as you mentioned earlier, triclosan, not good, right? Toxic chemicals, not good. Just soap and water, or if you want to use something like silver, you can do that. But the other two things, receiving vaccinations and wearing surgical masks in public, the interesting thing about those two things, they are not scientifically validated to prevent the flu.
All right.
Yeah. No, I know that there's one out of it. So there we got a one-third, two-third scenario again. Interesting little theme following through here numerically. So I'm encouraged more than I'm discouraged here at this point. I didn't know which way I'd go in the opening.
Here's one way to look at it. They've been pushing for how long now? We talk about this all the time, that they want to try and achieve the magic number of 90%, right? The magic number, abracadabra, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, for herd immunity, right? So if we've got, 35, they say one-third, that means that's what, 66%? They're far away from where it is that they say they want to be. And in a lot of other stories that I've seen, a lot of other statistics I've seen, they're throwing numbers out there that are much higher than 66%.
You've got to remember, Superdon, you've got to remember that the predicted efficacy, 20%, means that we have to have not only 90% injected, we have to have 500 to 1,000% of the people injected. That means they're going to need 5 to 10 flu shots each to get there, to this theoretical, fictitious herd immunity that can never be established artificially. So, it's a bogus thing. It's completely bogus. Now, as we look at, let's say lifespan, health span, infant mortality, and we say, all right, every year they want us to get a flu shot, so we'll stay alive, right? And they make up numbers like 80,000 people die every year of the flu, or last year, right? And that's not true. Even, their claims that it was complications of the flu. Did they ever really have the flu before they got pneumonia or something that was really a situation that they couldn't handle? And it brings to mind, how are we going to save these people who are diabetic or obese that get the flu? Because I'll hazard a guess, if we go back to the 1918 era of the so-called Spanish influenza, which, by the way, there's no real evidence that everybody died of flu back then either, until they dug up an ice man in Alaska and found a virus and said, this must be the thing that everybody died from. Lies! Complete made-up fictions. Lies! And if they did die, well, people did die. It's true. Maybe they did have serious respiratory ailments. But did they have other confounding factors as well? Were they treated allopathically with experimental vaccinations back then? Yes, indeed. Were they coming out of World War I living on who knows what food in just squalid conditions with no sewage, sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, etc.? Were they also going to allopathic doctors and getting aspirin? Right? Suppressive medicines that really hammered the immune system and caused fatal reactions. Cytokine storms that were unremitted. And the homeopaths and the naturopaths and the chiropractors and the herbalists, we've gone through this in the peer-reviewed literature. In books, they've written about this. Mortality rates, 10%, 8%, 5%, 0%. Allopathic interventions, 20 to 50 or more percent dead. Now, if we talk about all this obesity, diabetes, we got chronically ill people. Many chronically ill people, interestingly enough, will tell you that they don't get sick. They're very proud of that. Yeah, I may have diabetes, but I never get sick. Like, what's that all about? Well, you're on so many medications, your body is so toxic, I don't even think a virus wants to live in you. Or a bacteria. There's a certain point where you don't react to things. You are still have problems, but you're not reacting. An acute, stenic, strong response to infection is a fever. And you can't even muster a fever. I know, I couldn't in my young adult years until I got on a homeopathic regimen, began to detoxify my liver, eat organically, and then at one point in time, I got a nasty fever. Oh my gosh, it was a high fever. I don't know what it was, 102, 103 or more. And I called my mentor and said, Doc, I'm going to die. I'm not going to make it. I felt that miserable. I hadn't felt like that since I was a kid, right? And I'm a young adult going through a natural therapy to clean my body, heal. I'm like, Doc, I'm going to die. And he laughed at me.
He laughed at me. He says, no, you're not going to die. You're going to live. This is good news. I'm like, I feel like I'm dying here. You tell me this is good news. Yeah, you're finally strong enough to react with the vigor that you used to before they suppressed you with modern medicine. And that is a problem with chronically ill people. They don't have that strength, that resilience, so they could be more vulnerable should a genuine epidemic of some kind transpire. But it will be induced largely by the vaccine. Yeah, that's right. I said it. They suppress immunity. They don't enhance it, even if you have what's called an antibody. That's not sufficient. Now, there is another story out of Japan, and it talks about Japan being anti-vaccination. It's on LouRockwell.com, a libertarian website. Anti-vaccine Japan is world's lowest child death rate and highest life expectancy. Okay? They don't have as much diabetes and obesity in Japan. If they eat their native diet, their ancestral diet. And they're not anti-vaccine. They're just using more common sense at the governmental level to protect the people. They don't promote with propaganda to the extent that they do here in the United States, the worst of the industrialized nations in terms of infant mortality, most chronic disease. And we are the most heavily vaccinated of those industrialized nations. Japan, on the other end of the industrialized world, fewer vaccines. They're not into the mandates like we are in America. And their mortality, infant mortality, is low. Their longevity, their health span and lifespan, much longer than just about every other industrialized nation. And they don't promote flu shots every year the way we do. They said, we are not going to mandate the HPV vaccine because of the nasty side effects that happened. They observed it. And there was a responsible government caring more about its people than the health of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They said, "Not pull it. It's not here." Here they doubled down, they tripled down. The FDA says, "Yeah, there are problems. We won't acknowledge them, but let's go ahead and expand a supercharged version of Gardasil 9. We'll get to that, and we're going to expand it not only to kids and preteens. We're going to go after 27 to 45 year olds now too, because not enough of the kids preteens are getting these shots." Parents are getting wind. Like Super Don pointed out, a third of the American people have no interest in a flu vaccine. That's a start. It's a good start. But it's not near enough unless those people are into the Darwinian self-termination behavioral modalities that they are programmed to believe via the evening news, via Department of Health and Human Services, that's HHS, that's CDC and FDA, by scams maybe even running through the NIH. Folks, tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you care about them, if you want them to live, if you don't want them to succumb to flu, fear, propaganda, and then end up getting problems that are worse than the flu from the flu shot and other vaccinations. All right, that's it for the moment. We're going to take our first break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes. And we'll be back with a question of the day related to PSA. Is it? Well, we'll find out.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are happening. We are live. If you're listening live, you know it. If not, it's just like it's live, so pretend. Just close your eyes, imagine it's live, because it is. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Bringing your immune system back online. That's what we got to do here. In fact, what I did today, because I felt it. It's like the seasonal shift. I started feeling it today. I felt a little cold. It was wet cold. And I started hitting a little bit more of the beta-glucan that I get from Better Way Health. So shout out to Reggie and the gang. Y'all go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your best deal on the best beta-glucan available today. Beta-glucan from Better Way Health. betterwayhealth.com/radio. Now, moving from the flu stuff, if y'all want to talk more flu, I mean, we can't ignore it, because 24/7, the mainstream media medical propaganda is just outrageous. So when Superdon finds an article about, hey, one third might not want to get it, we're like, we got to highlight it, we got to spotlight it, hopefully put it in a broader context for you to help you to communicate better with those that are still on the fence. Obviously, if they're hell bent for leather to get the shot, there's nothing you can do. I'm not advocating violence to stop people from engaging in that violent act, which, by the way, Paul Offit acknowledges. It's a vaccines are a violent act. And Superdon, you posted that up at Real.Video, that segment that we did.
Yes, sir.
And that was a revisit, but we got the audio in there.
Yeah. So you can check that out over Real.Video, among other videos. That thing is just taking off still. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the meme you had was very funny. It was a Paul Offit. It looked like he was like his hand on his forehead. It's like, dear God, please don't let this go viral. And you know, that's pretty impressive for an atheist. I mean, Paul Offit. I can't imagine that he believes in God with what he does to children. But that's just my perspective. I don't know him personally. Mm-hmm.
don't really want to. But anyway, from there, let's jump to you and you and you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question today comes from John. John says, hey, Dr. Bell, I have prostate cancer. Ooh, that's not good. Although it's the slowest moving of pretty much all of them, so maybe if you had to choose, not that you'd want to choose any of them, but okay, you're in that situation. My PSA was 3.5, he says, and I began taking copious amounts of curcumin alongside other antioxidants. And in 3 months, my PSA jumped to 8.1. All right, so all right, let me get this straight, Super Don. Am I hearing, reading this right? He had a 3.5, and then he took a lot of curcumin and other antioxidants, and in 3 months his PSA went up to 8.1. That's what
yes,
I hear.
That's what he's right? saying. Yeah.
Okay. Why did you take a PSA test to begin with? Much less a second one. We don't even know. Nobody even knows what it means in reality, because it's not specific to the prostate. Women can have a PSA score as well. And if it's gone up, we've thought of an inverse relationship with selenium, more likely than anything. That of the antioxidants you're taking, are you taking 100% whole food nutrients? Not the pretend ones, not some synthetic isolates like sodium selenite thrown into some spirulina. I'm talking about grown, whole food selenium. That's key. I don't know. You didn't give me an indication on the type of supplements you're taking. Curcumin is fine. What form? How is it done? Is it with the right thing? I don't know. But again, to rely on a PSA test, I'm more interested in how your symptoms are. You know, is it inflamed still? Is it enlarged still? Are you having trouble urinating? Those kinds of things. Of course, if they do a needle biopsy, they could end up spreading it and causing other problems. So, can you give me a possible answer as to why? Well, I sort of did. Also, before I began taking large amounts of antioxidants, I had trouble urinating. After, I was able to go with ease. Thank you. So, there's some conflicting information here. Curcumin, antioxidants, he's got better flow, better function. But the test says, oh, you're going to die. This is kind of like hepatitis C scams. We give you a viral load test after we give you silver, and oh my gosh, your viral load goes crazy. How you feel? I feel great. Why? How is that possible? The test says I should be dying. It's because the tests are crap. They're not really telling you what they claim they're telling you. How do you feel? How are you functioning? I still urge you to look very detailed at the antioxidants you're taking. Are they in a 100% whole food form or not? That'll make a difference going forward. Selenium especially. But there are others. All right? Other things you can do for the prostate, homeopathic medicine, you didn't mention that. Drink a lot of echo water. The molecular hydrogen can supercharge these minerals, these antioxidants as well, and get you through it. But sounds like you're doing better, but you're worried about a test, a scam, a PSA test. I don't recommend them. Till they actually know what they're for. They haven't figured it out. And if they have, they're lying to you. If they say they have, they're lying to you. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Coming up just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will be participating in the swearing-in ceremony of Brett Kavanaugh, the newest justice to the Supreme Court. The driver of a supersized limousine involved in a crash that killed 20 people outside an upstate New York country store wasn't properly licensed. That's according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. We also heard from Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the NTSB, late this afternoon.
We will be looking at the operations of the driver and the motor carrier, the actual operations of it. We're looking at the limousine operator's compliance with applicable state and federal regulations. We'll also look at the oversight, actual oversight by the state and federal oversight authorities, agencies, the company's safety culture.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got some of the smartest listeners. I'm not just placating to them, Super Dumb, but I'm looking, you know, as we stream out live through radio on GCN Live, our radio syndicator. Then it's also on YouTube simulcast, and I'm looking at some of the comments there, and Satya Fun. I never remember. I don't know. They put fake names. Maybe I don't say their names on the air. That's fine. But Dr. Richard Albin, talking about the prostate thing, right? Great, great detail to that. The inventor, Ablin, the inventor of the PSA test, said that it is no more effective than a coin toss. He said at a conference in 2004, again, we're going back 14 years now. It's not new news. I've been covering this that long, too, and longer. But the very inventor of the PSA test says, hey, PSA no longer has a relationship to prostate cancer. It's not relevant anymore. You might as well biopsy a man because he has blue eyes, right? So, I mean, this is the kind of insanity that 14 years after the guy who invented PSA, you still got doctors going, oh, what's your PSA test? Like the questioner last segment, John. who's, you know, going to a doctor, getting some kind of treatment, but trying to do natural things, and going, oh my gosh, my PSA test numbers went up. What does it mean? Apparently it has nothing to do with your prostate. They don't know. Just like an HIV test. What does it test for? We don't know. Just like a hepatitis C, we don't know. How many times do we have to cover this? What was it? What was the article? Was it New York Times, major newspaper, admitting? Was it USA Today, Superdome? I don't remember. Admitting that most tests, a significant part, maybe half of the they don't know how to read their own tests, their analysis. That's why I call it a degree. I'm not making it up for effect. I mean, when you think about our moment of duh, right? You should be able to, you're a doctor, right? You should be able to do what you're supposedly qualified for, and then you become the third leading cause of death. And the things that you do, because that's what you do, you're a doctor, you're licensed to maybe kill, prescribe drugs. Here, take that. It's on the pad. And you find out if they don't give enough, they don't get the kickbacks. Their licenses could be removed if they don't prescribe enough drugs. And there is nobody on planet Earth that is suffering from a drug deficiency disease. I mean, if you want to, okay, if you want to say somebody's addicted to a drug and they withdraw from it, but that's stretching. That's not what that is, okay? Withdrawal, that's not the same thing. So where do we go from here? How about time? Time. Is it time enough to heal from all this garbage? From all this mental pollution. We could talk about the stress, the emotional stress induced by those who followed the Kavanaugh hearings too closely. Hi, honey. I mean, all of these things, I mean, yeah, yes. As long as you, if you don't find a way to release it to the universe, it's not good for you. It's just not good.
Well, you know, there's something to that. I mean, how many times have we talked about people that are just on social media that are, you know, affected by that? And there was actually a story, it was earlier in the week, where it was talking about people who work in newsrooms suffering from, and actually working in newsrooms and managing your mental health while managing a newsroom's social media.
No.
Could you imagine, right? What, being the person in charge of like CNN or ABC or NBC News or something, and being in charge of their social media and having to deal with all the comments and the people. Oh, man.
I'm just thinking about that, and I took a squirt of CBD. Just thinking about that. So, y'all, if you care about your news people, then give them some CBD. I mean, if they're mainstream media reporters, maybe leave them alone. But, I mean, if you're nice, you just say, hey, maybe you want to try this. And maybe they can chill out long enough to go, man, I don't like this job. I'm leaving. I don't like being part of the propaganda machine, the freak-out machine. Earlier today, I saw our buddy Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. He does updates three times a week on YouTube. And he pointed out, what was it? Was it the days run through me at this point. But one of the discussions was about this might not have been today, that's why my mind is racing through this. But about... You see how the violence from the left, we talk about how crazy they've become because Trump is president and they put a so-called conservative, who might not be at all constitutional in terms of his focus, in the Supreme Court, right? There's that freak out. But there were times when the Democrats were in charge. And the Republicans had a little bit of that going on, too. Now, this is where we're equal opportunity offenders, Superdon. Let's be honest about this. We don't claim to be a member of any party, per se. But Michael Bolden shared the story about how when he points out, and this is a current thing, like when the Trump administration does something that is unconstitutional, that the people that follow Trump are just as vicious, if not more, than the left in attacking him. So I don't want to pretend that one side has a monopoly on being above it all, above the fray. In fact, when you get into political worship, believing in political saviors, right? The people worshipped Obama. It gets very ugly very fast when you point it out with consistency. Like the anti-war left screamed and cried when Bush was president. When he left, Obama came in. Where'd they go? Obama did as much droning or more, right? So cognitive dissonance is one thing. Hypocrisy is another. Any number of those things. Who stands up for the Constitution? Because the paper itself cannot stand for itself. You have to be willing to be belligerent, diligent in defense of your rights that come from a creator. And that's, again, a message here, fundamental to everything we do here. So we don't worship any one politician. As I said before, even as much as we really appreciated and respect Ron Paul, wished he could have been president, we didn't perceive that everything would be, yes, the heavens open up, Ron Paul. No, everybody's got to participate in terms of defending liberty. It doesn't happen from the top down. It's always happened from the bottom up. And then those maybe want to participate. Now, I talked about IV improving today, Super Don. I think this is evidence of that.
Yeah,
just kind of
a little bit there.
Shifting the winds a little bit. Yeah. I did want to talk about time. Is there a song, Time Heals All Wounds, or am I just making that up? I mean, that's obviously a big saying.
Well, Pat in the chat room says, Time Wounds All Heals.
Time Wounds All Heals. Okay, I guess if you're walking for a long enough time, your heel is going to be wounded. I get that, okay, Pat?
There you go.
Very sneaky that way. But this is a story about epigenetics. And it's in the Medical Express website, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I want you to consider this, because it talks about how DNA damage as we age causes cancer. Okay? Now, my immediate response to this is, okay, DNA damage, what causes DNA damage? Okay? I think that's the reasonable question. Not that the damage is happening as you are aging. Okay, aging, what is that? Well, I would argue that it's an accumulation over time of metabolic and environmental waste that your body is ill-equipped as you are longer and longer on the planet if you don't know what to do to respond in defense, even proactively, maybe especially proactively, to the potential or actual burden that would accumulate without you meeting it halfway or head-on, right, to protect yourself. Just like the question about the prostate thing, the antioxidants. We talk about the minerals being very key here. Recognizing that there are always going to be assaults, and in terms of cancer, we all have cancer cells at any given moment in our body, but when our immune system functions, it can deal with it. It can discard. Push it aside. You'll get beyond it. But if we tip it the other way, right, negatively, we say, I pay no attention to what I eat. Doesn't matter. I'm going to eat glyphosate, pesticide-containing foods because it's a lot easier, a lot cheaper, a lot faster. And then one day, if cancer should happen, I'll go see my oncologist who will basically put on a flame retardant suit and then douse me in napalm, right? I mean, that's basically what they do with chemo, for instance. And you're thinking, maybe that's not the best strategy for longevity, much less reversing cancer. So your body shows signs of aging, so does your genome, according to this article. I'm reading it right here from the Medical Express. Damage comes from chemical reactions that alter our DNA and from errors introduced when it's copied. Our cells protect against these ravages. How? They don't mention it. Selenium, for instance. But these mechanisms are not foolproof, and cells gradually accumulate DNA damage over a lifetime. Oh, unless, which they don't say, you know how to counteract it before or even while it's happening. That's not part of the consideration. Now, yes, genetic shifts happen. We talk about ionizing radiation, even non-ionizing radiation. We've talked about stress from any source, toxicological, emotional. Dr. Batar, we're doing advanced medicine later. He talks about emotional toxins, right? The toxicity. All of these things can manifest as inflammation in our physical body, can alter our DNA. The best example of this, cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, the biology of belief, the biology of complementary medicine. Your very beliefs alter gene expression. So you want to guard the genome? It isn't about what you necessarily inherit, although that may play a role here. In fact, I think this next story goes into that. This is about soldiers who worked at radar installations. And they were exposed to, I imagine, both ionizing and non-ionizing radiation there. Strong EM fields, but radar, if you're like a radar gun, the cops with radar guns, they lay it in their lap and they end up with cancer of the testes. That happens. The radar, right? It's ionizing to some degree. It's damaging cells. It's damaging DNA. It's causing chromosomal abnormalities. Aneuploidy, as we've talked about on this show over the years with PhD Harvey Bialy, PhD Peter Duesberg, and others. And now they're finding that the gene damage, the genetic damage in that soldier is being passed down to his children. Epigenetics. You impact one generation. Do you expect that it's not going to impact the next? And then when they're born completely ignorant of what happened to their dad, the doctors will say, yeah, it was just inherited. You just got unlucky. No, it wasn't about luck. Your dad worked in radar installations, had gene damage, passed it on. And that's how the game is played. So if you're thinking, oh, breast cancer, it's genetic because my mom got it, my sister got it, you know, I don't know. Let's look back at those generations and see where did that damage originate. And let's correct it now, right now, because you can. First, alter your beliefs that it is possible, and then you'll be willing, perhaps, to actually do something different than going to the doctor and getting your boobies lopped off. I'm sorry to be so direct, but I mean, or right now, what? Breast cancer wears pink ribbons everywhere? Who's talking about glyphosate? Who's talking about epigenetics at the Komen Foundation? I don't think that's happening at all. I don't think it's happening at all. Yeah, epigenetics is real. But of these cancer charities, from the American Cancer Society to Komen and everything in between, which one of them are going, hey, how do we correct this epigenetic issue? Maybe we should, instead of promoting pink buckets of fried chicken, trans fats, we might want to promote organic non-GMO diets, as we saw in Jeffrey Smith's significant film that you haven't seen yet if you weren't at the Trinity Conference, Secret Ingredients. And you'll know why I've chosen to raise my family organically in a non-GMO way. Not to wait for cancer, to head it off at the pass long before it would ever arrive.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Shows up later at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and of course, when we do it live, which is a lot, on YouTube. Tomorrow, Joni Abbott's going to guest host for me as I'm flying out to Trinity School of Natural Health. And we'll talk about that on Wednesday because we'll be live from there. Also, Ty Bollinger will be with us next hour. Of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar. What are we doing? Advanced medicine. Advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. Upcoming events in the show notes. I always have to bring that up for those of you who are new listeners. Just scroll down when you open up today's notes. You'll see that this Friday I'll be in Dallas, Plano, Texas, for the Infectious Disease Summit by the IAACN, a scientific symposium. I'll be presenting on silver with my friend Dr. Rob McCuspey, who's a PhD in silver nanotechnology, worked for the government, the NIST group, fantastically super intelligent, and we're going to be blowing you away with fantastic information, nutritionists and otherwise. And I think there are C credits available for this one. Coming up, the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. Still time to sign up. That's coming up later this month, October 19th to 22nd, and that's in Orlando, Florida. Then I've got a lecture on Tuesday, the 23rd of October at Peggy's in Stuart, Florida, and on Wednesday, the 24th, at Toonies in Coral Springs, Florida. So we got a lot coming up. Y'all check it out. In the meantime, despite the fake, I don't know, super Elon Musk car in space thing, I guess he's an okay guy. I mean, I'm reluctantly going, Super Don, okay,
leave
you got
Starman alone. Jeez, you know? I mean, come on.
All right, well, you know, he does a nice thing here, and you want to spotlight it, Super Don. I can understand that. Elon Musk in the news.
Elon Musk, well, he's, you know what, he's one of those guys that somehow ends up in the news one way or another. He kind of reminds me of Trump a little bit, where, you know, he's always got something going on. A lot of people have questioned whether he's okay mentally because of some of the things that he does. He says, if you've watched the interview that he did with Joe Rogan, the one that again got him in the news because he smoked some weed with Joe Rogan during the podcast, and, you know, everybody lost their collective minds. The guy is he's kind of eccentric, but he's also got he does a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
A lot of things that a lot of times end up kind of under the radar, where he's helping people out and giving to charities and stuff of that nature. And I saw this earlier this morning. I thought this was kind of cool because you know the situation that happened in Flint, Michigan with the water, that was huge. And it, you know, everybody was talking about that, how there was the water was contaminated with lead and it was poisoning the kids. Mm-hmm. Well, a while back, Musk had said that he wanted to do something to try and help the people out in Flint with the water contamination. And so just recently, just a couple days ago, the Flint schools in Michigan sent out a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they wanted to give kudos to Elon Musk. Because what he did is he went and he made a donation that helped all of the Flint schools replace all of the water fountains with new water stations and water filtration at all the schools.
Nice.
Yeah, and because he had said back in July that he wanted to do that, and he followed through with it. And right. Check this out. Not only is he doing that with the schools, but on top of that, he has asked the residents of Flint to email him with their lead test results of their water.
Okay.
And after they do that, he's going to head out there on a weekend and start putting water filtration systems in the homes that need it the most.
Nice. All right, listen. I mean, okay. Everything I said, well, almost everything I said about Musk, I take back. No, listen, this is good. Now, it begs the question, Super Don, with all the complaining of our political left on, it's Republicans' fault, where was government in this to once they acknowledged they screwed up to fix the problem? How come they haven't put filters in to kids' schools in Flint?
You know, that's a big question, dude. And that's, if you go back through the details of what happened, how it happened, why it happened, who was lying, who covered it up, it's a mess out there. The thing is, not only in Flint, but after Flint happened, people started looking at municipal water systems all over the country,
right.
And there are places that are 10 times worse than Flint. It's government.
And where's George Soros and his filtration to protect all the people that he claims to love?
Right? He's not out there putting filtration systems in people's houses.
Folks, don't wait for
the
government.
He's spending all his money on Antifa. He's broke now.
And don't wait on Elon Musk either. Y'all can get some if you go to robertswater.com. Whole house filtration systems. Point of use at the sink, filtration, under, over the counter, all of it. We got you covered. And, at the lowest tech level, even if you just do those gravity-fed filters, but do something to protect your family. And if you want to give a gift to someone who's, quote-unquote, less fortunate, poor, right? How about filtering their water? Something that they need a lot of, good and clean. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Bittar, Advanced Medicine, coming up after the break. RobertScottBell.com, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.